Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. North Dakota Stockmen Association members carried the priorities and concerns of the state's cattle producers to Washington, D.C. last week as participants in the Public Lands Council and National Cattlemen's Beef Association's legislative conferences. The Flickersdale State cattle producers and their counterparts from across the United States met with agency leaders and congressional members to weigh in on important issues ranging from the Waters of the United States rule to livestock mandatory reporting reauthorization to help federal decision makers understand implications for North Dakota's cattle ranching families. The final gavel dropped on the 68th North Dakota Legislative Assembly at 2:54 a.m. on April 30th. Lawmakers left with 5 days to spare, and having sifted through 990 total bills and resolutions over their four-month assignment. By and large, this was a very positive session for the cattle industry and animal agriculture as a whole. From the governor's address on opening day to the majority leader's wrap-up remarks in Sendai, growing animal agriculture in the state was a stated and overt priority of rural and urban legislators alike this year. Animal agriculture was abuzz in the hallways and the committee rooms, and the support was noticeable and impactful. An entire suite of bills focused on this topic successfully made their way through the session. Their topics range from infrastructure support and regional planning grants to zoning clarity and business structure refinement. The NDSA is hopeful that these tools will provide new opportunities for our state's cattle producers. NDSA Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson will report on the full session highlights at the upcoming Spring Roundup series. Speaking of spring roundups, the NDSA will be hosting its 2023 spring roundups Blazing a Trail June 2nd, 6th, 12th, 13th, 15th, and 16th in Fort Yates, Turtle Lake, Tappan, Marion, Leeds, and Killdeer. The spring roundups serve as the organization's district meetings and will include socials, suppers, informational programs, a pie auction, NDSA nominating committee meetings, and local brand inspector meetings. In each location, the brand inspector's meeting begins at 5 p.m., with the social at 5:30, the supper at 6:30, and the program and nominating committee meeting following. All times are local. More programming details can be found in the May-June issue of the North Dakota Stockman, which will hit mailboxes next week. The NDSA is now accepting entries for the 2023 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, a multi-breed junior field day to be held June 23rd through the 24th at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds located in Minot. Celebrating 28 years, the Junior Beef Expo will feature a breeding heifer, market steer, and market heifer show, showmanship contests, supreme champion selections, a silent auction, and networking opportunities. Youth will compete, learn, and develop friendships with others who are interested in the beef industry. Entry forms, rules, and other information can be found at www.ndstockman.org or on the North Dakota Junior Beef Expo Facebook page. Information is also available by contacting NDSA Special Projects Director Jade Koski at 701-223-2522. Entries are due June 1st. And the date has been set for the NDSA's 21st Annual Feedlot Tour. It will take place Tuesday, June 27th. Mark your calendars and join us in Wing and Goodrich for the day. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.